Well, joining us on the phone now, we do have Dan Serp, who is on RAGBRAI. And good morning, Dan.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, doing great. Looking forward to seeing everyone arrive here in town in just a little bit. Now, are you still in DeWitt, or have you gotten started on the road?
No, I am still in DeWitt. We are just going to grab a bite to eat here in town in a minute. Been a little bit leisurely with a shorter ride today and really a lot of fun last night in DeWitt. So most of our group stayed out, went up to the live entertainment and watched the band play and watched all the huge volume of people that were in town enjoying the city of DeWitt. And DeWitt really just did a nice job and knocked it out of the park. It was a beautiful party.
Well, great to hear. And as we start off today, just why not a quick recap of how the ride went from Anamosa to DeWitt. And then again, if you want to highlight some of the activities that took place in DeWitt last night.
Well, the Anamosa to DeWitt ride was a really nice ride. 64 miles from Anamosa to Hale to Oxford Junction to Lost Nation into Calamus and finally DeWitt. Had a lot of fun in Lost Nation and Calamus as well. Saw a lot of people that I know, of course, getting closer to home. It was great to hear people call out my name and say hello as we were riding by. We had a top speed yesterday on one of the hills of 36 and a half miles an hour. One of my riding mates told me with his bike computer. And I think my bottom end speed was as fast as I could push my bike up Cobalt Hill, because that thing has a grade of 10 or 11%. And I was not the only one that stopped to push my bike up the hill, so I don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that before. Yeah, on some of those hills, you had no choice.
That one coming east out of Hale, it was just like a wall. And I mean, there's plenty of really accomplished riders that charged right up it, including a couple of the guys in my group. But it was a lot, and I decided rather than overdoing it, I just take it easy, grab a breath, and get up to the top of the hill safe.
Well, you mentioned DeWitt last night. You had a great time. What were some of the festivities that took place?
Well, Murphy's Pub had a really, really nice presence in town and was super accommodating. They had three stages with live music spread around town. The Cattlemen had a great steak fry out at the fairgrounds and the 4-H building. Several of the churches had nice dinners available, and it was just a really nice event. Just a lot of people mixing and socializing and of course, all outdoors, but beautiful evening. It was gorgeous. It rained and sprinkled real briefly, and that didn't run anybody off. Everybody was there for a good time.
All right, terrific. Well, today, of course, the final day, you'll be heading into Clinton. What are some of the towns you're going to hit before you get here?
Well, we're going to head north by Tyson's out of DeWitt, right near the high school on the Humiston Road, and drive up or right up to Charlotte. I know the Charlotte Fire Department and Butts Meats have an excellent breakfast up there, and I'll probably do a second breakfast, I'm guessing, today. Then we'll be another 4 miles into Goose Lake, and after the stop in Goose Lake to see Brian Hoffey at Millennium Ballroom. I hear that they've got a swim-up bar that they've created out of hay bales and huge tarps, and they're excited to welcome RAGBRAI riders with something a little bit novel in a swim-up bar where people, bikers, can get in the water if they want to and enjoy a refreshment. And then after we leave Goose Lake, we've got the 6-mile intersection, and then riding into Clinton on Main Avenue. We'll turn right at the bicycle station and Lion's Tap down Pershing, and head to the dip site there at the marina and the main boat ramps right behind Wendy's.
Well, I would imagine it's been a long, tough week at times. Certainly it kicked off kind of a hot, tough day the first day, and you've had some great days weather-wise, some hot days. Why not give us just a quick recap on your thoughts about the ride this year?
Well, it's just such a fun group to be part of. All this cycling crowd is so encouraging and so happy to be out and enjoying this event. It really is a ride of leisure that people talk about. We're going on a bike ride. There's no race type component to it. And then just the hospitality of the communities and the smiles you see along the way. I've got a bike bell on my bike. I try to ring it every time I see spectators along the route. You get big waves and big smiles, and I'm sure it's really quite a spectacle to see from their standpoint, but it's even more amazing to be part of that ride and be in the middle of the pack.
Sure. And how did, I talked to a group of folks who like to meet up whenever the ride ends in Clinton. They'll stop by my house as kind of a meetup place. And they mentioned earlier that a lot of their riders ended up dropping out of the ride partway through the week just because of how grueling it was and the heat. And the thing that becomes a familiar sight on a lot of the rides is the old sag wagon. So did you ever be tempted to hop aboard that sometime when it drives by?
I guess I did not. I'd rather take my break, sit down and have a rest, and then charge on when I'm ready. If I had mechanical issues with my ride, then I certainly would embrace that. But as long as I'm able to keep going, I try to keep going, and that's always been my plan. It was warm at some points. I think that there's a lot of people that travel from out of town, and maybe they don't expect the humidity, or maybe they don't expect it to be as hilly as it is. I talked to several folks that live in Des Moines area or Washington, D.C. or some different spots. They talked about they'd have to go to, like, parking ramps to train on hills because maybe there wasn't a lot of hill to travel distance on in their bikes, and so they'd have to be very creative in their training in order to understand what riding hills was. But I think some of it is preparation. Some people maybe don't want to work that hard at it, and they want their rag ride experience to be more leisurely, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
Sure, sure. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you really quick about was with the ride taking place and or how this ride, rather, compared to when you went the first time, now that you've done it twice.
Well, I felt like the first ride was a little longer, and the first few days were hillier. Southwest Iowa is a very hilly area, and so there was a lot of challenge to that ride in 19, where I felt like day two and day three were kind of recovery days after a hard day one here. And 2019, I felt like the difficult days just kind of kept stacking on top of each other. But aside from that, you know, the Ragbri spirit is very much the same between the two. And, being able to ride through Clinton County and areas that I'm super familiar with and wave at faces that I know and say hello to people that I know well, that really adds another, fun aspect of it to me. It really did.
And also, one of the things that I experienced when I went a few times was that you end up getting to meet people and you see them almost the same day every day because they ride maybe about the same pace you do. And did you meet any people like that? And just people in general, did you make any new friends on the ride?
Without a doubt. There's one couple. The gentleman has a great big speaker mounted to the back of his bike, and their timing for leaving town daily has been almost the same as ours, even though we varied ours daily a little bit. And I'm sure you're familiar with the draft lines where the riders get tucked in very close to one another to eliminate the wind resistance and make an easier ride for themselves. And those lines can be 8, 10, 12, 15 bicycles long. Well, we felt like the best draft line we were in all week was just to be behind that guy with his loud music and use that energy to get us up some of those hills, even if we weren't actually drafting the wind.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to ask you about that. And sometimes, have you ever been riding along and then you didn't even know somebody was drafting off you?
Well, that's actually happened several times on this ride. I'm not very good at tucking in and feeling confident that close. I think it takes a lot of practice, a lot of experience. But I am pretty good at setting a steady and constant canter or pace on my revolutions with my crank. And if I can get a steady speed going and keep it going and sustain it, that works really well for me. And I found that I'd look in my mirror and I'd have four or five or six people taking advantage of me breaking a hole through the wind for them. And I guess I got a big enough frame that I create a nice big tunnel. And that was attractive to some folks to jump in line.
All right. Well, that is so terrific to hear. And I have to, before I let you go, just thank you for doing such an outstanding job with these reports. I know folks really enjoy listening to them here all week long. And we thank you again for doing that and look forward to your triumphant return here to Clinton, Iowa.
Well, thanks for having me. I know that my mother and my wife and kids enjoy listening. My wife jokes that that's how she knows I'm still alive. She hears me on the radio. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. Have a great ride into Clinton today.
All right. Goodbye, Paul.